thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Judges 6:26, build an altar to the Lord your God. We may all be aware of individuals who have done something really wrong and then try to hide it or find someone else to blame. Often we might try to excuse ourselves by saying our shortcomings are hereditary or try to blame our faults on our past. It was the way I was brought up. I didn't know any better. It's not my fault. We may even try to cover up mistakes that our family has made in the past, thinking that it reflects badly on us. When it comes to your upbringing and family tree, sometimes you can't do better than learn from it. But by God's grace, you can do a lot about your future. Your parents may have stumbled in spiritual blindness, but you can walk in the light of God's word and take your family with you. Gideon, an Old Testament hero, grew up in a family of idol worshippers. It was a cultural thing. Everybody did it. But God had plans for Gideon. So the angel of the Lord visited him one day and said, "Tear down the altar of Baal that your father has and build an altar to the Lord your God." Now, that wasn't an easy thing for Gideon to do because by nature he was a fearful person. But when he stepped out in faith to obey God, the townspeople wanted to kill him. But because Gideon said yes to God, he ended up changing his entire family. So the word for today is, change in your family can begin with you. Indeed, if not you, then who? There's a great thought from Visions, The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.